This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We are asking you, is it wise to be best pals with your bosses? And early on, we had a few messages on Instagram, on WhatsApp, on Twitter. What are we going for?
We go with Twitter. This is from Adrian Yap, who says, I think it's what most people want these days, a shift in organizational and management culture. I think the old adage of having a boss that sits in your room and directs impersonally may have worked for the Industrial Revolution, but we need to come out of that. Mm. There's a message from Brenda Wong, who says, managers are people too. I think there will always be a tiny barrier between you two, though. Until your parts properly diverge, you should probably you should keep some distance. And then there's one from at I am I Chrisman, who says, I think it's great. We usually think of bosses as soulless robots, but getting to see the human side of them and actually getting to know them helps a lot in and outside of work.
Unless they really are robots, which, you know, may happen in the near future,
So we've got one here from Chung. This is on WhatsApp. I think some employees that befriend their boss just want something in return, like a pay rise, but how it connects, very good. But there'll be a people who really treasure their relationship with their superior. And then let's see here. This is from Chow Tai Hee. And he says, I've been good friends with my boss for many years. We used to meet regularly outside our office for meals and drinks. Because of this, I was able to put my foot down and tell him no when I disagreed with actions I was asked to take. It really boils down to the character of your boss and yourself. Maybe it's like, no, I don't want to do this job. Give it to someone else.
Yeah. Did that project still kick off? Or was it just like then, completely shut down? Because if it kicked off, means you had nothing to do with it because you were just like Tai Chi to the other person.
One more from Eugene saying, he said, draw the line, yes, but what if your friend is the one who hires you? However, if you can sustain friendship outside but keep your professional office or while work, shouldn't be a problem. And again, you don't see your friends every day, do you? We're all busy bees, so not seeing your boss friend afterward, you can still be friends. But again, draw a line. If you're good at that, you shouldn't even be concerned what other colleagues think, what other partners think. Haters gonna hate.
Dropping some quotes there, some rap quotes also. Arvin.
Yes.
Workers are ghosting their employers, talking about being best friends. This is the end of the spectrum.
The complete opposite. Like, don't care at all. So ghosting, for people who don't know, ghosting is when somebody abruptly disappears from your life. It's normally something that happens in the dating world. Sometimes
I've had a few experience of that.
I think everyone who's had any sort of dating experience in the last like 5 years is that experience of ghosting. So it's when someone has, there's no messages and there's no way to contact them after that. That's ghosting. But apparently it also happens in employment or in the working world, because economists report that workers are starting to act like millennials on Tinder. They are ditching jobs without any sort of text or notification. And then this is reported by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, which tracks employment trends. Analysts blame America's increasingly tight labor market. They say that job openings have surpassed the number of seekers for 8 straight months. The unemployment rate has a 49-year low of 3.7% since September. So people like janitors, baristas, welders, accountants, engineers, they are all in demand. And more people may opt to skip through conversations and slide right into the next best thing. They say, why hassle with a boss and a bunch of out-processing when literally everyone has been hiring? So global staffing firm Robert Half have noticed that a 10 to 20% increase in ghosting over the past year, where applicants blow off interviews, new hires turn into no-shows, workers leave one evening and never ever return. So there are a couple of solutions, especially in China. China is facing this. It became a huge problem in China, where ghosting took off during the past decade's explosive growth. They said that generally they make two offers for every job because somebody just doesn't show up. Yeah, so they offer the same position to two different people. They see who walks in.
If both turns up, how?
If both turns up, they say,
battle to death.
Break one stick, give both ends. They say that clients are happy to if both the hires stick around, then clients are happy to deepen the bench. So they are they're willing to work something out. But basically, because it's so often that only one of them shows up, that they don't have to get to that next step. They also say that consultants are urging employers to build meaningful relationships at every stage of the hiring process. Someone who feels invested in an enterprise is less likely to bounce. And they say that some employees are just young and restless, so they might not stick around at all.
I think it's just plain rude. And it's not a new phenomenon. I mean, about over 10 years ago, working for IBM, and in India, that was what happened. You'd be giving them an offer letter and they just don't turn up. I know they didn't know about this hire to
ghosting
idea then, but it's just like, wow. I said, it happens because it was such a concept, right? Because it doesn't happen in Malaysia then. When you get a job offer, you're so excited. No? Yeah. So it's just a new thing for me. But I guess in countries like that, but I'm also surprised that, like, this sort of happens in the US, where jobs are not as, you know, as many as in China.
I think also because a lot of people in the US who are in this, you know, low end spectrum of jobs, I think they do multiple jobs. So, and then it comes to a point of time, maybe they just burn out, just too tired, and then just not bothered about, you know, showing that kind of respect to the organization that probably gave you the job in the first place, and you just go like, you know what, I'm just not going to work today. I've given up.
Yeah, and then they go and get the next best thing.
Yeah.
Why go through jump the whole
around.
Process? Yeah, jump around.
And like I say, like, it's just plain rude. I mean, to me, it's like never burning bridges. That's also a thing that I believe in, right? I mean, it doesn't mean that, you know, I'll need your help in the future, but just like, why do you want to do that and burn bridges in life?
So the burning bridges is interesting because that's what it says. It says that because unemployment is so low, even if you burn one bridge, there are like 12 other bridges around that you don't care. There was one example that they gave. They said this is their favorite. There was a kid who left a note on the floor of his dorm room that said, "Sorry, bros, had to ghost." That's it. And he disappeared.
But that's... he left a note. Technically, you're not ghosting anymore already because you are informing them that I am going to ghost.
You're haunting. You're haunting at this point.
That's more haunting already. You're leaving questions like, why did he do it? Why did he become a ghost? Yeah, so they kind of know that you're a ghost already. Yeah. But is it wise to be best pals with your boss instead, right? So, you know, maybe you don't go ghosting. Maybe you go the other end of the spectrums. You just become best buddies, BFFs, with your boss. The guy who or the girl who pays your salary and your livelihood all depends on this individual. So you become best buddies with them. Is that the right thing to do? We are asking you that question. You can get in touch with us. It's on Twitter, at BFM Radio. Also on Instagram. A lot of people on Instagram just giving the one-liners. Yes, no. So, you know, a lot of people just don't want to really communicate on that. So give us more than that. Tell us why. Maybe if you've got some personal experiences, like Ivan on Twitter, who shared his experience.
His nightmare.
If you had any of those kind of experience where you're too close to your boss, you know, let us know as well. You can keep everything anonymous. You've got a company in your name and stuff if you want to. You can also get in touch on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back. This is Walking with a Ghost by Tegan and Sarah. I'm on the roll here. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.